抱歉，这个经文啊，给的时候可能给错了那个，所以周报上面他说第五节到第十九节，其实是从十五节到第十九节哈。
The scripture reading from today is from verses 15 to 19.
其实我们今天还有几段的经文一共有四段的经文，所以如果你方便的话，就请你把圣经拿出来。
We have a total of four groups of verses. So, if you have a Bible next to you, please just open the Bible.
我们今天要讲这个题目呢，这个也许你不晓看题目，你大概不晓得要讲什么。
The topic that we're going to talk about today, maybe you wouldn't know what exactly it is by looking at the title.
其实今天的内容是跟牧师的资格是有关系。
Actually, today's topic is about the qualifications for being a pastor.
为什么会要讲这个题目呢？
So why will we talk about this topic?
你们都知道，我们教会其实有好长一段时间都在聘牧。
A lot of you know that our church has been seeking for a pastor for a long time.
所以呢，就可能会我其实听说。有些人就问了，这个说，教会这么久都没有牧师啊，会不会是我们对教会这个牧师的要求太高了？会不会是应该我们要稍微放松一点好了
？So many ask, is it because that our church has a really high standard for pastors, or should we just like relax it a little bit？
当然也有牧师来的时候这个他会问说。那你们教会对牧师到底有些什么要求啊
？And a lot of pastors will ask us that, what exactly are your church's requirements for pastor?
所以我希望借着今天的这个机会，和弟兄姐妹一起来看几段的圣经，来分享一下圣经对这个问题它几方面的教导。
So I'd like to share the teaching of the Bible on this kind of topic.
那么在更进一步这个我们说这个解释这段的圣经之前呢我要这个讲一个关于这个我在解释圣经这段圣经的这些圣经的时候它背后有一个重要的一个假设或者是我们的认识。
But before we go into more deep into this question, I'd like to share a important assumption.
圣经在对于牧师和长老这两个词或者是另外一个词叫做监督这三个词汇当中在使用的时候并没有什么真正的区分。
In the Bible, there are not quite a distinction between the usage of pastors, elders, as well as deacons in the Bible.
所以今天你看到的经文里面有时候会你看到这个经文是在跟这个讲到长老有时候这段经文是在讲到监督但是其实这些都是适用于这个牧师长老。
So you may see that the Bible verses are referring to pastors or deacons, and but all the verses could be used to pastors, deacons, and elders.
其次，我们也要试着在这些的经文当中看见里面所提到的许多关乎长老、牧师的资格，其实也都可以适用于在所有的基督徒的身上。那当然就也包括了我们教会接下来将要这个选举选出来的这些在教会里面担任长老执事的这些弟兄姐妹。
And the verses will also be applied, can also be applied on all the brothers and sisters, and including the board members that our church is going to elect.
那么，这个今天的经文呢，这里面有一些经文我有一些题目我没有用英文翻译出来，所以我等下请这个翻译特别讲一下。但是今天的我们要讲的这个牧者的资格和他的经文，我们把它条列出来。
I have listed qualifications for pastors in the PowerPoint.
我不敢说这个圣经里面所有关于牧者的这个资格的经文。
I cannot say that includes all the verses that has the teachings of the pastors.
但是我希望起码这四点是我们都能够知道作为一个基本的认识。
But I hope that we can have a basic recognition of the qualifications based on these four verses.
所以第一是我们要借着约翰福音的第21章15到19节来看，用爱主的心来牧养主的羊。
And so first, let's look at a Gospel of John, chapter 21, verses 15 to 19, about to feed and tend God's sheep with a love for Him.
其实我们要看《使徒行传》的第20章第25节到32节，那里说到。这个监督或长老要为自己和群羊在真道上谨慎。
And then we'll take a look at Acts chapter 20 verses 25 to 22, in which it talks about to be careful attention to yourself and to all the flock.
第三，我们是要在这个借着提摩太前书第三章的第一节到第七节来看见教这个提到在教会里面做。监督的要在众人面前有配得尊敬的言行。
And thirdly, we will look at how 1 Timothy chapter 3 verses 1 to 7 addresses how to have respectful behaviors in front of the flock.
第四就是接着看彼得前书的第五章第一节到第四节，看见做长老的要能够甘心的牧养，做群羊的榜样。
And lastly, we'll take a look at how to willingly care and be examples to the flock, from 1 Peter chapter 5 verses 1 to 4.
我们刚才已经看了这个第一段的经文，所以我们就不再读它。
We have already read the first group of verses, so we won't just skip that for now.
如果我们看这个约翰福音的这个第21章的这个15到19节的时候，我们要想一下它的前这个关于这段经文的上下文。
If we look at the Gospel of John chapter 21 verses 15 to 19, we will first look at the context.
在这个第十九章的时候，我们看过这个其中约翰所记载彼得三次不认主的故事。
John said that Peter had denied Jesus 3 times in chapter 19.
而就在今天的这个经文之前呢，这个约翰告诉我们说，这个是耶稣第三次向门徒来显现。
And just before the verses that we are looking at today, John said this was the 3rd time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples.
然后在今天的这个经文当中，耶稣有三次这个问彼得说，你爱我吗？
And in today's scripture, Jesus asked Peter 3 times, do you love me?
所以当我相信这个当彼得在回答耶稣第三次说主回答耶稣的时候，他说，主啊，你是无所不知的，我知道你知道我爱你。我相信他的回答是诚恳而且是真实的。
And I believe that it was an honest answer for Peter to say that, Lord, you know all things, you know that I love you.
但是他在那个地方也同时说，这个彼得心里就忧愁起来。
But it also says that Peter grieved.
这个 NIV 的如果你看 NIV 的话，可能你可以试着不从说 NIV 大概是说就觉得 hurt 受伤。
If you look at the NIV version, you will see that it says Peter was hurt.
我想这个如果你把它翻成忧愁这个是像我刚才讲的 grieve 是比较好的一个翻译。
I think it's a better translation to translate that into grieve.
这个我想其中忧愁呢，可能有很多原因，但其中有一个原因是这样子。
I think there might be a couple of reasons why Peter grieved, but I think this might be one of the reasons.
耶稣刚开始的问题是说你爱我吗？
Jesus asked the first, do you love me?
彼得回答说是的，我爱你。
Peter said yes.
但是接下来耶稣就问他说你接下来耶稣就给他一个责任，给他一个托付，说你要来牧养我的羊。
But then Jesus, gave Peter a responsibility to come and feed his sheep.
我想忧愁其中一可能原因就是在于爱主和牧养主羊中间其实是有一个鸿沟需要来跨越。
I think Peter grieved probably because there is a chasm to cross between loving the Lord and feeding and tending his sheep.
我想 彼得回答爱主对他来讲并不为难。
I think it's not difficult for Peter to say that he loves God.
主耶稣在这个时候愿意赦免他三次不认主。
And Jesus was willing to forgive him for denying him three times.
耶稣这样子的做法，当然彼得能够爱主，这是毫无疑问的。
And Peter will certainly love God from the actions that Jesus has done.
但是如果说到牧羊主的羊。
But when we're talking about feeding his sheep,
在彼得三次不认主的那种怕死的个人历史的阴影里面，彼得真的能够胜任吗？
But can Peter actually fulfill this responsibility?
约翰在这一段的经文的后面，他仔细地补上这样子的一个说明。
John added something else in the later part of the scripture.
那个经文他就说
，He said.
我实实在在的告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子，随意往来；但年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意的地方。
Very truly I tell you, when you were younger and dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go.
约翰在这个地方他就补上这样子一句话，他说耶稣上面所说的是指的为这个彼得要为福音殉道。那经文是这样子说，他说耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死荣耀神，说了这话就对他说，你跟从我吧。
John again carefully comments that this is referring to Peter's death, which by the time John wrote this, they all know Peter was martyred. Jesus said this to indicate this kind of death which Peter would glorify God, and he said to him, follow me.
所以当耶稣重新建立了彼得之后，
So when Peter has been reinstated by the Lord,
耶稣要给彼得的不仅是主耶稣赦免他这样子事情。
The Lord now wants to give him more than just forgiving him.
耶稣要为彼得的人生他为彼得的人生有一个更大的预备。
Jesus now has a bigger plan for Peter's life.
他要彼得跟随他。
He wants Peter to follow him.
让他得人如得鱼。
And to be the fisher of men.
那么这一次比起三年前呼召他的时候，
And this time compared to the call before 3 years,
彼得真正的明白了什么叫做跟随主。
Peter now really understand what does it mean to follow God.
因为彼得知道他要跨越那个爱主和牧羊主羊之间的那个鸿沟。
Because Peter now understands that he needs to cross a chasm between loving the Lord and to tending his sheep.
这个鸿沟相当难以跨越，因为它的代价极高。
The chasm is really difficult to cross because the price is high.
因为那个代价可能是需要付上生命的代价。
It's a price that you will probably need to pay with your life.
一个牧者，他不单只是一个爱主的人。
A pastor is not only a person who loves God,
他必须愿意付上生命的代价来牧养主羊。
But a person who also is willing to feed and tend the sheep for the Lord with his life.
甚至即使有时候走上自己所不愿意走的道路。
Even sometimes going against his own desires.
好像经文里面说的是被人绑着，被带到不愿意的地方。就像约翰，就像彼得，就像保罗。
Just like what is said in the scripture that has to be dressed and lead you where you do not want to go. Just like Paul and John.
你知道我们一直在为这个全时间的牧师而努力祷告。
We have been praying hard for a full-time pastor.
我相信你们也都是如此，对不对？
I'm sure you have also done the same.Right.
如果我们没有的没有牧师，我猜大概就是因为有人没有祷告啊。
If we don't have a pastor, I guess it's some among us that haven't been praying for it.
我们希望有这样子一个全职的牧师。
We're hoping for a full-time pastor.
所以这个牧师，我们希望他是一位爱主的牧者。
So first of all, we hope that he will be a pastor who loves God.
也因为他爱主的关系，他愿意用他的一生，投入他的一生来牧养主的羊。
And because of that, he's willing to feed and to tend Lord's sheep with the of lifetime devotion.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们要明白一件事情。
But brothers and sisters, we should understand one thing.
在面对这样子一个现代的世界里面，我们弟兄姐妹有许多不同复杂的各方面的需要。
Facing the many facets of this modern world, we have a very different needs for each brothers and sisters.
而我们对牧师的要求其实很多的时候也是相当的高。
And we have a high standard for pastor.
但是没有哪一个牧者能够来满足弟兄姐妹所有的需要。
But not a single pastor would be able to possibly satisfy all the needs.
但是我们相信，如果一个牧者他有爱主、爱主的羊的心。
But we believe that if a pastor has a love toward God as well as toward his sheep,
这个牧者就会想办法为这些羊来寻找不同的这个资源。
He will try to find different resources for the sheep,
来帮助这些主的羊。
To feed God's sheep,
让他们属灵生命能够得到喂养。
To help them to grow.
虽然这个你我都不是这个牧师。
It's true that we are not full-time pastors.
但是上帝也为我们预备了一个不仅如此的人生。
But God has also prepared for us a life.
上帝不仅只是要赦免我们的罪。
That's not only about forgiving our sins.
他也希望我们能够成为福音的使者，将人带到上帝的面前与神和好。
But also for us to becoming and to become the preachers of gospel and to come before God.
这个因为爱主而愿意牧养主的羊，这样子的一个特质是牧师职分最根本的要素。
To feed the God's sheep because of the love toward God is a qualification for pastors to complete.
这个资格呢，这个特质呢，也就决定了他接下来我们要所谈的其他的牧者的资格。
Such qualification sets the basis for the other verses that we will talk about.
我们先要看第二段的经文。
Now let's look at the second scripture.
这一段的经文呢，是记载保罗正在往这个耶路撒冷的路上。
In this scripture, Paul is on his way to Jerusalem.
他在路上这个经过以弗所的附近。
He's passing by Ephesus.
从使徒行传的第十九章，我们知道这个教会是他建立的。
And we learned that he founded the church in Ephesus from Acts chapter 19.
保罗自己知道或者他觉得他不会再有机会来探望这个他所建立的教会。
Paul believes that he will not have another chance to visit the church that he has founded one more time.
所以他就请了教会的长老到米利都，就是在海边的一个港口和他碰面。
So he invited all the elders to gather with him at Miletus.
在保罗他一生的传道当中，
Among the life of Paul,
这段的经文说明了两方面。
This scripture describes two.
在第二十二章二十四节那个地方，他讲到他保罗他一生的心志是什么。
In chapter 22, verses 24, it describes his mission for life.
那二十四节那里他就说，他不以性命为念，要证明神恩惠的福音。
It says that he does not account his life of any value, but to testify to the gospel of the grace of God.
其次他也说明了他在以弗所教会的时候，他个人的侍奉和他的所遵守的、他的操守的这样子的原则。
And he also demonstrates his efforts and characters, in another scripture.
他说：“我三年当中不停的流泪来劝诫你们个人，并且未曾贪图 你们的钱财。
In verses 31, he says, "For 3 years I did not cease night or day to admonish everyone with tears, and he coveted no one silver or gold or apparel."
这个就是今天我们要看接下来看的这段经文的一个背景。
And that's the backdrop of the final of the scripture that we will read today.
你有必须喝点水，所以我们请你来念这一段的经文。你们手边有没有圣经可以打开看一下？如果这个字看不见的话。
Please read the Bible verses.
请我素常在你们中间来往。抱歉，那个英文的弟兄，请你们自己看一下这段的经文。
Sorry, English speakers, please just follow the PowerPoint.
那这个在保罗的这段的经文里面提到，他的在以弗所教会所传的这个福音呢，正受到威胁。而且这个好像就有这样子的乌云接在他们未来的日子里面要临到这个教会。
We can say that Paul says that his missions in the church at Ephesus has been experiencing obstacles.
在第二十九节他就描述了这个威胁。
In verses 29 he describes the danger.
他说在知道我去了以后呢，必有凶暴的豺狼要进到你们中间，不爱惜羊群，就是你们中间有人起来要说悖谬的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。
He says that I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them.
接下来保罗就告诉他们这些长老也是身为监督的他们的责任是什么。
Paul then charges the elders with the responsibility.
他那里说圣灵立你们做全群的监督，所以你们就当为自己谨慎，也为群羊谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来。
He says that pay careful attention to yourself and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to care for the church of God which he obtained from with his own blood.
这里讲的谨慎指向的是为神的真道而谨慎。
The careful attention here is pointing to the safeguarding the gospel that God has entrusted to us.
保罗也鼓励他们说这道是可信的。
Paul also encourages them that the gospel, they should hold confidence against the gospel.
所以他说，如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这道能建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
So he says that now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
所以身为牧师，其中另外一个主要的任务也是他的资格，就是要能够持守神的真理。
So another primary duty for an elder is to safeguard the gospel from God.
在神的真理的这一件事情上，要能够保护耶稣基督宝血所买赎回来的羊群。
And he needs to protect all the flock to be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood.
所以一个牧者在今天的世界里面，他必须能够坚守这个神的福音。
So a pastor needs to hold firmly to the gospel of God.
这福音是由这个使徒所传递下来的。
In which it was passed down from apostles.
但是今天的牧者有一个极大的挑战。
But there is a great challenge for pastors today.
就是他必须在教会两千年所这个留下来的这个真理的遗产上面要做许多的学习。
That he needs to study the broad landscape and inheritance of Christian faith accumulated from the last 2,000 years.
他必须能够在这其中厘清什么东西是根本，哪些东西不是根本。
And they need to see that what are the essentials and what are not essentials.
其中也是很重要的是他不能够在根本的事情上面试着去把它拓宽以至于越了这个界限。
And they cannot overexpand the boundaries.
并且在这些非基要的事情上面坚持自己的看法。
Or insist on the non-essentials.Out of their personal preferences.
不能够为了自己的个人的骄傲的缘故，试着来坚持自己所相信的内容。
Nor insist on something that are not essential out of personal pride.
他们也必须能够抗拒一种压力。
And they need to resist a kind of pressure.
就是为了让弟兄姐妹不睡着的关系。要能够讲出一些相当惊悚的信仰的道理。
To provide provocative statements in order to prevent brothers and sisters from falling asleep.
这个呢，其实也可以用在我们今天所有的弟兄姐妹身上。
And this can also be applied on all the brothers and sisters.
任何弟兄姐妹在我们当中，如果你分享上帝的话
，Any of you, if you are sharing the words of God.
无论是在团契当中，或者是在讲台上
，Whether you're in fellowship or in the pulpit，
我们都需要来遵循，也要有同样的态度。
We all need to follow and to have the same attitudes。
在我们的教会，这个情况当然是更加的这个真实。
And it's especially true for our church since under such circumstances。
特别是因为我们的情形。是我们的教会长时间没有牧师，所以我们非常依赖弟兄姐妹在各方面担任带领跟这个教导的角色。
Especially that we do not have a full-time pastor for a long time, we're relying heavily on brothers and sisters to share various ministries.
所以这个为真道谨慎这样子的事情不但是在我们教会。对我们的弟兄姐妹也更加是一个重要的提醒。
And so pay careful attention is also a reminder for all of you, our brothers and sisters in the church.
那么在这段经文里面也提醒我们作为长老的或者是牧者，他们要有一个好的个人的品格。
And the scripture also reminded us as a pastor or elders, they need to have good characters.
这些品格是建立在这个神耶稣基督的教导上。
And the characters are standing among the teachings of Jesus Christ.
在这段经文里面，他说：“我这两只手常供给我和同人的需要，这是你们知道的。我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦扶助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣的话说：施比受更为有。”
And in the verses it says that you yourself know that these hands of mine have supplied my own needs and the needs of my companions. And everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
在接下来的这段经文，提摩太前书第一章里面，就对一个基督徒对一个这个牧者的品格有更进一步的描述。
And next, in First Timothy, elaborated more on what required of pastors and elders character-wise.
这一段的经文，提摩太前书的三章第一节到第七节，是提摩太，是保罗写给在以弗所教会的提摩太。
So the first Timothy was written by Paul to Timothy in Ephesus, who were there on Paul's behalf.
当时提摩太是代表了保罗住在以弗所。
Timothy was living in Ephesus.
这也正是我们前面所看见保罗和以弗所教会长老碰面的那个教会。
And that's the same church that we talked about in the first section, where Paul meets up with the pastors and elders.
正如保罗所预见的，有传不有那个传不符合福音真理的教师在他们当中出现。
And just as Paul predicted, there were people preaching things that are not in line with gospel.
所以在这一段经文，你就会看见他说要嘱咐。告诉提摩太说，你要嘱咐那几个人不可传异教。
So he said in the verses that, he told Timothy that you may not command certain people not to teach false doctrines any longer.
所以在后面的经文，他在有说到，像在第十六节那个地方，他说要远避世俗的虚谈，然后十七节说他们的话如毒疮。越烂越大。
And later on, it says that in verse 16 that to avoid godless chatter because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly. And in verse 17 says that their teaching will spread like gangrene.
18节他们就说他们偏离了真道，说复活的事已过，就败坏了好些人的心。
And in verse 18 it says, they have departed from the truth. They say that the resurrection has already taken place and destroy the faith of some.
但是保罗对基督徒的教导，一般来说，他不但是对基督徒的信心的真理的内容，正确不正确，非常的关注。
But Paul's teachings toward Christians are not always been about their the correctness of their faith.
他同时对于一个基督徒的行为也非常的关注。
He also paid careful attention on the deeds of Christians.
所以这就是在为什么他在提摩太前书第一章四节到十二节到十六节的时候这样子说。
And that's why he reminded Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4.
如果看那个第十六节，他会这样子告诉你。
If we look at verse 16, it says,
他说你要谨慎自己和自己的教训。
He says, watch your life and doctrine closely.
是谨慎你自己的生命，还有你自己的教训。
And to watch your own life and also the doctrine.
所以今天的经文，我们要看的这一段的经文，
And so the scripture that we will read today
就特别强调了一个牧者他在生活里面必须过着一个能够配得众人敬佩的尊敬的一种生活。
Highlights that a pastor should live a life that are respectful to others.
因为时间的关系我就不请你们来念。
We will just skip reading the passage because of time.
在这一组的这个的教导里面，他所列出来一个监督所需要有的资格里面，很多都是关于一个人在众人的面前能够得尊敬的。
So in this scripture, he listed a lot of teachings, especially the ones that to get people to be respected from the others.
而且我们可以特别注意到这里所列的这些的所谓的美德都不是一般我们所想象的基督徒的美德。
And we can see that the virtues listed here are not the usual virtues we have for Christians.
你不会看到比方说他这里面在这个清单里面 你看没有不会看到说比方说你要爱神啦，要多祷告啦，要有恩典啦，要在主里常常喜乐啦。
What I mean by this is, it does not say in the scripture that to love God, pray often, be graceful, and rejoice in the Lord.
相反的，你在里面看到这里面所讲的这些的要求，其实都是一个相当普遍， 在那个时代，在那个社会里面所被接受的美德。
Rather, the items that are being talked about are mostly just common sense that are accepted as virtues in the community at that time.
当时这个初代的教会，对上帝的名声还有教会的名声是非常的关注。
At that time, the churches paid really careful attention on the reputation of the church and God.
所以如果你看这个圣经里面的教导的时候，它会有类似像这样子的教导。
So if you look at the teaching of the Bible, you will see.
比方说在彼得前书里面，他就会讲到说，你们神的旨意是要，第十五节他会说，神的旨意原是叫你们行善，可以堵住那糊涂无知人的口。你们虽是自由的，却不可借着自由来遮盖恶毒。
So in 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 15, it says that, For it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish people. Live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover up for evil. Live as God's slaves.
所以在第三章的三节到第十六节，特别是我们十三章十六节，我们就可以看见，他告诉我们要行善，所以在十六节他就说，叫你们在何事上被毁谤。就可以在何事上叫那些诬赖你们在基督里有好品格的人自觉羞愧。
So we can see later on in chapter 3 verses 13 it says and that he tells us to do good and also later on in verse 16 he says that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander.
所以对于我们今天的一个牧者来讲，
So what we should expect from a pastor today?
是他必须能够借着他言生活言行的的令人尊重的一种的生活的言行，来保障教会还有上帝的这个名声。
That he needs to carry the responsibility of safeguarding the reputation of church and God using his respectful behaviors.
在这个同时，他也说明了一个牧者，他必须能够了解、承认、去学习，在这个世界上是有一些美德，是上帝因为他的普遍的恩典的关系给了这个世界。
And that also requires the pastor to understand that there are also virtues we share with the world that were coming from the common grace given to the world by God.
而这些美德我们都需要一起的来实践来支持。
And we all need to uphold these virtues accordingly.
那么当然这样的责任这种保护教会的名声保护上帝名声的这个责任不单是这个牧者的一个这个责任而已。
But again,the responsibility of safeguarding the reputation of God is not only the responsibility for a pastor.
毕竟如果我们看刚才的彼得前书的那些的经文，它其实就是写给一般的基督徒的。
From we could tell from the scriptures from 1 Peter, Peter was addressing to all the brothers and sisters.
好，那么接下来又要回到这个我们最开始讲关于
So finally, we will come back to what we talked about in the first about Peter.
在彼得前书的第一章第五节彼得前书的第五章第一节到第四节。
In 1 Peter chapter 5 verses 1 to 4.
如果你可以的话，你们就翻到那段的经文。
Please flip to the scripture if you can.
彼得前书它是写在大概主后62年到63年那段时间。
First Peter was written approximately from 62 to 63 AD.
非常接近彼得他殉道的时间。
Near the end of Peter's ministry.
这个彼得呢，就是我们看见三十年前耶稣告诉他说：“你如果爱我，你就去牧养我的羊。”那个彼得。
It's the same Peter who was charged by Jesus to love him by feeding and tending the sheep 30 years ago.
这个彼得也是三十年前耶稣预先告诉他说有一天你要失去自由走那自己不愿意走的那个道路那个彼得。
And this is still the same Peter that the Lord has foretells that he will be dressed and led to where he does not want to go 30 years ago.
在看今天的这段经文的时候，我们可以注意到它的几个特点。
And we're looking at the scripture today, we can notice a couple of points.
在第二节的时候呢，他讲到说，你们牧养在你们中间的羊，群羊要按着神的旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。
He says in verse 2 that to be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you're willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve.
一个牧者不贪财，似乎是在新约的作者当中一个共同关注的一个内容。
Not pursuing dishonest gain seems a key term among many books.
所以这个保罗在先前的提摩太这个前书里面就讲到说，做监督的不可贪财。
So Paul addressed one of the qualities of an overseer, saying that the overseer has to be not a lover of money.
彼得在这段经文里也说，长老不可贪财。
And Peter also says that elders should not pursue dishonest gain.
在犹大书里面他也是这样子说。
And in the book of Jude, it also says that
他责备有一些的牧者，他们有这样子的做法。
He was blaming some of the pastors for having actions like that.
他说他们做牧人只喂养自己，无所惧怕。
And he called them the shepherds who feed only themselves.
然后接下来他说他们好像是没有云的，没有雨的云彩被风飘荡，是秋天没有果子的树，死而又死，连根被拔出来。
And he says that there are clouds without rain, blown away by the wind, autumn trees without fruit and uprooted, twice dead.
第二个地方，我们希望大家能够注意到的是在第三节那里所说的。
And another interesting thing for us to observe is in verse 3.
说一个这个牧人他不是辖制所托付的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
By saying that a shepherd is not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock.
那里告诉做长老的要能够对于自己拥有的权柄有高度的自制，不随便来使用。
It says that to be an elder, you need to show restraints in exercising their authority.
所以你看到从一方面，彼得知道自己在上帝在耶稣基督跟他的讲跟他的这个告诉他的事情里面知道，他自己必须做一些自己不愿意做的事情。
So on one hand, Peter understands that from the teaching of God that he needs to do something that he's not willing to do.
但是在另外一方面，他又告诉其他的这些的长老说，你们不要勉强这个你的羊群来做这些事情。
But on the other hand, he also tells the pastors that and do not force the sheep to do those kind of things.
第三点，我们在这段经文里面，我们希望能够看见的。
And lastly, another point that we hope to see from the scripture.
是彼得用彼得荣耀的这个冠冕来鼓励那些可能和他一样要为基督受苦的长老。
Is when Peter uses the crown of glory to appreciate those who might end up like him.
所以我们也盼望这个牧者。
So we're also hoping for the pastors.
对于上帝给他的职分有高度的这样子的敬重。
And to be respectful for the responsibility that God had given him.
他投入这个牧者的侍奉目的并不是为了要赚钱。
And to devote himself into ministries not only for money.
好像保罗在另外一段的经文里面他就说有一些人他们以敬虔为得利的门路。
Like what Paul told Timothy, that those who think that godliness is a means to financial gain.
然后呢，他也是一个能够做羊群榜样的人。
And we hope that he's also a person who can set the example for the sheep.
在我离开这个最后这一段的经文之前呢，我希望能够对于这个第二节的经文有一点点的澄清。
Before I leave this passage, I hope to clarify something.
在第二节的经文里面，他是这样子说的。
In verse 2, it says that.
他说：“你们务要牧养在你们中间的群羊，按着神的旨意来照管他们，不是出于勉强。”
It says that be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you're willing as God wants you to be.
在中文的翻译里面，有时候给我们这样子印象，以至于我们得到了一个这样子的，的一个。
Sometimes the Chinese translation will give us a false conclusion.
有时候我们会听到弟兄姐妹说，我们不要这个让自己觉得好像被勉强来侍奉。
We oftentimes hear brothers and sisters say that, don't force yourself to serve.
Well, 这个基本上可能是对了一半。
This is really a half truth.
但是在今天的教会里面，有时候我们似乎把因为责任而来服侍当做一件好像见不得人的事一种的做法。
But in modern churches, sometimes and made serving out of responsibility as a bad thing to do among Christians.
我们这样子想吧，如果有一个有父母说，哎，我今天就不想。出去工作这个来养家了。
Let's take it this way. What if like a parent say that I don't want to go out to work to serve the family?
因为呢，我不想做这样的事情，纯粹只是因为责任的关系。
Because I don't merely want to do this out of my responsibility.
或者说，如果呢，我们家那个 Sophia 就是我的孙女，她如果哭了，那么然后在里面哭。
Let's say if my little granddaughter Sophie pooed and was crying.
然后 Amos 就跟我说这个，我实在是不想替他换这个尿布，因为呢我不想做这样的事情，纯粹只是因为为了责任的缘故来做这样子的事情。
And then Amos told me that I don't want to change her diaper right now because right now I'm just doing this out of my responsibility.
你想我应该怎么办？
Well, do you think I should do?
我都要把他打。
Probably beat the crap out of him.
那这个当然了圣经的确是告诉我们说。
And yes, the Bible has actually told us that.
我们不要因为某某人的一些的劝说，或甚至包括长老或者是同工来劝你。因为这些人的劝说，你就去做某些事情。
That we should not be forced to serve because we were persuaded by someone else.
但是你要学会说，你要被上帝、被耶稣基督来劝你、劝说，让你愿意做一件事情。
But we need to learn how to be compelled by Jesus.
因为你不欠教会弟兄姐妹人任何。
Because you don't owe anything for the brothers and sisters in the church.
但是你欠的是那个将你生命赎回来的主。
But you own everything to Jesus Christ.
所以当保罗在一个类似的情境里面讲到怎么样一个基督徒应该甘心放弃自己的权利的时候。
So when Peter says in a similar context about how Christians should give up their authority.
在第十七节那个地方，他讲到传福音这件事情上呢，他说：“我若甘心做这事，就有赏赐；若不甘心，责任却已经托付我了。”
In verse 17, he says that, "For if I do this of my own will, I have a reward. But if not of my own will, I am still entrusted with this stewardship."
所以当彼得告诉那些长老说你们这个做这些事情不要出于勉强的时候。
So when Peter told the elders that you're doing this, not because of you must.
他并不是说为我们的侍奉加了一个条件， 说只有你在情愿的时候才去侍奉。
He's not adding a precaution between our serving, saying that, please serve only if you're willing to do so.
彼得乃是说，你服侍应该是心甘情愿。
Peter,
如果你不情愿，你应该要调整你的态度，变为情愿，这才是按着神旨意的牧养。
Peter is really saying that, you need to serve willingly, and if you're not willing to serve, you need to change your attitude beforehand and to make yourself willing to serve, as God wants you to be.
责任不是一个不可见人的脏字脏话。
Responsibility is not a bad word.
是一个尊贵的话。
But it's a word that's really glorified.
上帝借着给我们责任，让我们成为一个更大的人。
God gave us responsibility because he wants us to be more mature.
上帝给这些的牧者更多的责任，也是为了这些牧者的好处。
God gives the overseers more responsibilities for the good of the overseers themselves.
同样的，上帝把责任给我们的时候，也是为了我们的好处。
And same, God gave us responsibilities for our own good.
那我们现在要为今天的讲道做一个结束。
And now comes to the final thoughts.
但是这时候我就想到，其实一个牧者可能还有第五项的这个资格。
But at this time, it reminds me that a pastor might also have a fifth qualification.
就是他讲到应该要准时结束。
When he says that he needs to end the sermon on time.
今天我们在这个分享圣经的时候论到一个牧者，他应该有这些的资格。
And when we're sharing the teaching in the Bible, it talks about how a pastor and overseer should have the following qualifications.
他要能够用爱主的心来牧养主的羊。
He should be willing to feed and tend God's sheep with a love for God.
要为自己和羊群在真道上谨慎。
And to be, to pay careful attention to themselves and to all the flock.
在众人面前有配得尊敬。配得众人尊敬的言行。
And to also have a respectful behavior in front of the others.
甘心牧羊做群羊的榜样。
And also to willingly care and to be a set example for the flock.
你当中可能有些人说太好了，我现在有这些这个量尺啊，我们可以看看下礼拜来的这个牧师合不合资格了，是不是？
Some of us may be really happy since we now have these measurements to see if the pastors coming next week are qualified.
但是你这样想，你就误会了讲道的内容跟它的意义。
But if you're thinking in that way, you might be misunderstanding the reasons behind the teaching.
当保罗说这些的牧者要做你们榜样的时候，他其实也是要求我们所有的人。要能够学像这些的牧者。
When Peter is saying that the overseers needs to be examples to the flock, he's also saying that all of us should also be like the leaders.
正如上帝借着给这些牧者这样子资格上的挑战的时候，是为了让他们的生命更加成熟。
And just like God blessed the shepherds with a life for something bigger by giving them the responsibilities.
他也希望借着今天的这段的教导，让你自己愿意更多的来接受这些的成长的要求。
He's also desiring to give you an opportunity to grow yourself through the qualifications and responsibilities.
所以让你可以也有一个更丰盛的生命。
In order to for a more thriving life.
我个人在读这些的经文的时候，其中有一点对我来讲，这一次是最大的一个提醒。
While preparing for the sermon myself, there is a one point that caught my eye.
这段的经文提到说，你们以这个保罗跟这个以弗所教会的长老说，以后你们都不得再见我的面。
It's when Peter said, Paul, sorry.
保罗对那些以弗所的长老说
It's when Paul said to the Ephesian elders that I know that none of you will see my face again.
这一段话提醒我们说， 那个时间总有啊，总有这样子的一个时间。
It reminds us that time will not be infinite.
那样子的日子总会来到。
And something like that will finally come.
在我们在座的这些的所有的长老也好，执事也好，都有一天不能够再担任这样子的角色。
Among all the elders and deacons, there will finally be a day that we will be no longer to share the responsibilities.
不管是因为有些弟兄姐妹这个将来会离开。
And maybe that some brothers and sisters will finally leave us in the future.
或者只是因为这些的服事的同工不能够再继续的担任他们的角色。
Or because some of the co-workers will no longer be able to fulfill their serving jobs.
有一天上帝的呼召也许会临到你的身上。
Someday God may come and call upon you.
你会被上帝呼召在这里或者在其他的教会要接下这个棒子。
You will be called to have a ton of responsibility whether in this church or in other churches.
你必须在这个时候要想好并且寻求你在上帝国度中应该扮演的角色。
You must be able to find the character that you have to play in God's kingdom.
我也希望上帝的呼召临到的时候，你会说我愿意。
And I hope that when the time comes, you will say that I'm willing to do so to God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
上帝，愿你的话今天在我们的心里。
Dear Heavenly Father, may your words open our eyes.
不是用来衡量、评估、批评另外一个人。
Not to measure or to criticize others.
倒是成为我们一生努力的方向。
But to set a goal that we can fight for our whole life.
让我们愿意成为被你使用的人。
Let us willingly to be someone who you can use.
在爱心，在真道。在言行，还有在我们愿意甘心的事情上，成为众人的榜样。
To set an example of others in love, in truth, and in any other things that you may set us to do.
我们这样子的祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.